Sir.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Gentlemen, you did get a revised agenda for this evening. The revision was last revised on September 24th of 2014 to include old business case number 11204. That's the only change. You already received everything else.
Okay. Are there any changes from any of the members of the board? Hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion for the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will ask to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Mr. Wright?
Yes, first application is case number 11458. The application of Gary Keith and Mary P. Hybrick Keith, located south of Dutch Road, 120 feet southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being west of Dodd Avenue and being lot F7 within Seabreeze Development with a 911 address of 302 Dutch Road, Dewey Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 20.13, parcel number 188, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 0.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, I received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail, one mail return on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Good evening, sir.
Hello. Thank you, board members. I'm Chad Meredith with Hudson Jones, Jaywork, and Fisher. I'm here tonight representing the applicant, Mr. Keith and Ms. Hybick Keith. Also with me is Mr. Alan Jarman, local realtor, as a witness. I don't know if you'd prefer to have him sworn in now or
if
or
you
later.
Would, sir, please.
Sure.
During, just go down there if you would.
Sure.
He Please state your name and address for the record.
Nathan Allen Jarman, and I live at 113 Kings Creek Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks. So again, this is a variance application, 0.4 feet at the front yard. There were three surveys submitted with the application. One was from 1999, a previous conveyance. Two were from a recent settlement. Two from the recent settlement were included. One was mislabeled as F-17, I believe, and that's why we submitted the other one, which correctly labeled it as F-7. Again, the property is located within a subdivision known as Seabreeze, which was originally plotted in 1958 and revised by Wingate Neschenbach. And that plot is of record on Plot Book 3, page 5, recorded on July 11th, 1958. There is obviously some back title to this. Most notably, in 1969, Seabreeze Incorporated, who was the developer, conveyed the property to James and Mary Flood. That's recorded in Deed Book 643, page 329. Seabreeze Incorporated got the lands known as Seabreeze Development from H. Carlton Draper and Helen Draper on August 7, 1959, of record in Deed Book 507, page 385. I checked the property card. The property card shows that the house may have been constructed sometime in 1969. It showed an actual age of 4 years. That property card was dated 1973. So possibly either Seabreeze Inc. built the home before conveying to the Floods, or the Floods built after just getting it from Seabreeze Inc. The deed that the H. Carlton Draper and Helen Draper conveyed to Seabreeze Inc. contained a set of restrictions. That restriction called for a 20-foot front yard setback for properties fronting on Dutch Road. So if zoning code wasn't in play at the time, there was a 20-foot setback restriction, and this home did comply to that 20 feet. In visiting the property, neighboring homes all seem to the naked eye to be similarly situated. I looked down both sides, and houses are either right even with the front of this home or even a little forward of this home. I've also printed a Google Maps image, if you'd care to take a look at it. Which shows, again, pretty similar
situated homes.
Thank you.
And as mentioned, there were three surveys submitted with the application. The home hasn't changed at all since the 99 survey, and the home seems to be the same configuration on the property card. So turning to the standards for relief, requests for variance cannot be granted unless the applicant can show, one, uniqueness. The property has unique circumstances and condition. As I just mentioned, the records indicate that the home may have been built sometime in 1969, possibly before zoning code took effect. The home's location did allow for the 20-foot front yard setback outlined in Seabreeze's restrictions. B, there's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to the condition. There'd be great costs needed to move the home or chop it off the 0.4 feet in order to comply with front yard setbacks, with practically no benefit to any neighboring properties, which, as you can see on Google Maps, are pretty similarly situated. Two, the possibility of development. The property is already developed, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Again, otherwise the home would have to be relocated. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Again, the property card shows that the home was constructed right around 1969, so it's been in place for some time. The effect on the surroundings. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as many homes on Dutch Road appear to be similarly situated. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development. As mentioned, most of the lots in the street and within the subdivision are developed, and many of the homes are similarly situated. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare, as the condition and home already exist and will not affect similarly situated neighboring properties. The extent of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. The request of 0.4 feet is all that's needed to afford relief from the 30-foot front yard setback. And the variance is necessary to afford relief, as the home is existing and has been for about 45 years, again, unchanged. And Mr. Jarman, if you could, just state your occupation.
I'm an associate broker.
And how many years have you been engaged in that occupation?
25 years.
How many of those 25 years have been in this area?
All 25.
All 25. Are you familiar with the subject property and the Seabreeze development?
I am.
And you're familiar with the real estate market in Rehoboth area?
Yes, I am.
You're familiar with the real estate market and similar homes?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Were you listening to statements, facts, and records as I just testified to?
I was.
If you were to ask, if I were to ask you to testify or confirm the statements I made, would you swear and or affirm to everything I said?
I would.
And so everything that I said is a true and accurate statement of the facts and conditions of the property?
It is.
Lastly, given your knowledge of the real estate market, would you say that the home, as it currently sits within the front yard setback, adversely affects the values of neighboring homes?
I would say it does not.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Hey, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rich? Yeah, I see you're using a survey dated 1999.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing current?
Yeah, there should be three surveys that were submitted with the application. There were two from just July of 2014.
I don't have that in front of me.
The survey that is in the, with the original is a survey of Wingate and Eschenbach dated July 29th of 2014 and gives the same setback 29.6.
Okay, because that concerned me, the 99.
You could look at my copy if you'd like.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I just wanted to clear that up because there may have been other,
right,
you know, through those years, that's been quite a few years. I have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Morton?
No questions.
I don't know if Mr. Hudson has any.
Yes, I already asked him.
Oh, no. Mr. Lank, is the 29.6, is that from the east side? Yeah, it looks like the east side of the property. I should make sure I'm looking at the right side.
The current survey, the total frontage is 29.6.
Okay.
It's 4/10.
Okay.
And then there's the house is back broken. The front steps don't encroach into the
front steps are okay.
Front steps are okay. They're 25 foot close back.
Okay. I was just looking at the 99 one. I just want to make sure we're looking at the right.
They could have applied for administrative variance. Administrative variance process takes longer.
And here?
Well, they have to receive it, have to send notices out to everyone within 200 feet, have to give them so many days, 15 days to respond. If I get one opponent, it has to go to the board. So the option was just go to the board, save yourself 3 or 4 weeks probably. So they chose to go to the board.
That makes sense.
So only about a few used administrative variance.
That's good. I appreciate that information. Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Two.
They were in favor of these two people here?
Yeah, three total.
Three total in favor. Again, was there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,458. The applicant certainly has covered the standards for granting a variance.
Very well.
And based on the secretary's, verification that the survey also reads, the current survey also reads 4/10 of a foot. I believe there is a uniqueness to the property, which the applicant has so indicated, and variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship certainly would be on the applicant of taking part of that building down, and the variance will not alter a central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,458. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Burton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,458 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.